everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say...
Things are so much better than they are now.
What about the good old days? You might lean back and say what?
It's so much better when I was younger.
No, if you were going to say something specifically about the good old days,
oh, what would
you might
I
lean
say?
Back and say, what?
It's great being young when you didn't have to make decisions. So is it doing that?
No.
I haven't said it yet.
Everything was better, you know. I'm just...
Yeah. Things are better.
But you wanted to say something specifically with the good old days.
Oh, I have to say good old days.
You might lean back and say...
I remember the good old days.
Okay. And those...
Those crazy, hazy, what are you calling it? The days of old.
If someone asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say no if...
No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, that was so easy. I spent something so hard. If a woman wants to buy a dress, let's say, of a particular color, she takes along a little square of cloth, used as what?
Color guide.
Okay. Anything else you might want?
The remnant.
Okay. And she sees a dress she likes very much, it's very becoming, she says that's a very dress. Very what?
Beautiful.
Okay. A little girl's got a very becoming dress on, and you might say, my, what a...
Beautiful dress.
What?
Beautiful dress looks great on
me. Any other word for beautiful?
Oh, what a cute dress. Oh, what a nice outfit.
Suppose you remark to your mother, Susie's dress was pretty, but mine was... Okay. And then, so Susie had on a what kind of dress?
Susie had on a dress that wasn't
as pretty. What kind of dress?
A dress that wasn't...
Pretty dress?
Pretty dress.
Okay. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
Okay. And if you sign your name in ink, you use a what?
Pen.
And if you are trying to fasten something, you use a what?
Pen.
Is there any difference in the pronunciation?
Pen and pin. Pen is you write with, and pin is stick.
That's not what you said.
Hmm? That's not what I said. I know that's not what I said. I can hear what I'm saying.
Soup you buy usually comes in a what?
Can.
In a can? Okay. And where you drink from, at a pump or a well?
A ladle.
Okay, anything else? Who do you drink tea from? A coffee?
A cup.
Okay. What would you call a metal? One of those.
Tin can? Cup?
Oh.
Tin cup.
Okay. And the dime is worth what?
A 10 cents.
Okay. What do you put on in the when you go outside in the wintertime?
A coat.
Okay. Sometimes between a coat and a shirt,
jacket,
a man might wear particularly
blanket.
Between a coat and a shirt, maybe.
Coat and shirt. Between a coat?
A three-piece suit. You might have a coat,
yes,
and a shirt. Okay. And you said that jacket has fancy buttons. Where are they? That jacket has fancy buttons.
If I said they had fancy buttons, where would the buttons be?
Yeah, I mean, the buttons are where? They're on the jacket.
Yes.
So you would say it has fancy buttons.
And breast buttons?
On it?
Oh, buttons on it, yeah.
Is that what you said?
Oh, the breast has got fancy buttons on it, yeah.
Or, okay. A suit consists of a coat, vest, and what?
Coat,
vest,
pants, black trousers.
Which one?
Pants.
What do you wear when you're working around a barn, or in a shop, or in the basement?
Work clothes.
Clothing. Pants.
Pants.
Another name for pants.
Pants.
Okay. You go outdoors in the winter without your coat. Somebody runs after you and brings it to you. Say, here, I've...
I brought you your coat.
Okay. And, if you are going to this coat, you are going to what?
I know that I did it.